You're listening to another ambitious EntrepreneurNetwork.com podcast, the voice for entrepreneurs and small business. Now, onto the show.
Welcome to the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast, daily conversations with Christian entrepreneurs to inspire and empower Christian business owners to walk strongly in their faith, while build a thriving business that honors Him in every way. Now, over to your host, Anne Marie Cross.
And welcome to another episode of the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast. This is episode 123, and I'm your host, Anne Marie Cross, the podcasting queen. My guest today says, be blessed and be a blessing. Joining me on today's show is Nadira Jensen. Nadira is a creative performance artist with a passion for acting and for poetry. In 2013, she started organizing poetry, theater, and talk shows, The Voice of a Woman, and that is a platform where she uses poetry and theater to talk about women's topics that we all go through but never talk about, including subjects that relate to identity, awareness, self-worth, and self-esteem. Now, on today's show, Nadira is going to share work with what you've got. She's going to talk about there is no such thing as the perfect moment, so what are you waiting for? And she's also going to talk about how our testimony matters. We should never be ashamed of our testimony, because you never know who you may reach with your story and the lives that you will impact. Absolutely believe that true. So welcome to the show, Nadira.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, you are so welcome. I love the work that you are doing, particularly around creating an environment where women are able to talk about topics such as identity, awareness, self-worth, and self-esteem. Isn't it incredible that it, no matter what industry we're in, whether it's in the arts, whether we are accounting or everything in between, and whatever stage that we are at in our business or our career, we can all relate to minimal self-worth, self-esteem, not having that confidence. So I'm sure you are impacting the lives of many women through the work that you're doing.
Absolutely. Yes, I think we're all human. And yes, we all have feelings and emotions, and we all go through life.
Yeah.
And I think it's a very good thing that we are transparent mm-hmm. with each other.
Yes.
And talk about the things that we are dealing with in life. And that's the only way to move on certain situations and circumstances and to grow.
Yeah, absolutely. So tell us, Nadira, when you started to use your passion for acting and poetry and really starting to organize those poetry shows, the theater shows and talk shows, you've obviously had a passion from a very young age, I would imagine, and in the creative art space. But what was it that prompted you to start to thinking, you know what, I'm going to start organizing some of these events, because what was it that prompted you in your journey? Was it an idea that you'd had for a while? How did that pan out for you?
Long story. So I have the passion of theater and acting. Mm. And I think in 2010, I graduated. I studied social work. And when I was finished, there wasn't really work in that area. And I started to get a little bit, because I was looking for a job in the area that I studied for and what I love to do. And I couldn't find anything. And then actually I came to a point that I thought, well, you know, if there is nothing in the area that I studied for, what I love to do, I'm going to have to create it myself. And there was different things, like I love to watch movies and stage plays, and there was a girl at my work, she showed me it was the movie that they made, and actually it was showing off how young ladies were selling themselves for let's say for a telephone card. And that moment, to see that, to see that was a moment for me, like, I have to create something for the young girls and for the ladies to let them know that they're worthy.
Yeah.
And for myself, for example, like, I'm in the arts industry, and I sometimes miss movies and stage plays that encourage me as a lady.
Mm.
So, and I constantly say, Lord, I want to see that. Lord, I want to see stage plays like that. And then I felt like God telling me, well, you have all the talents, you have all the gifts, so what are you waiting for? So, and that would actually led me to start an own show, the poetry and the talk show, The Voice of a Woman. And well, the only thing that I first had was myself. And then I started to ask around who also likes to encourage ladies and who also likes poetry. So let's start. And I ended up with a group of 9 people. And yes, so so that's the moment that I learned, start with what you have, and the rest will, well, God will add the rest onto it.
Yes, love that. Yeah. that story. And you know how often so many of us we wait for something to be perfect, wait for when we've done this, wait. But I love how you said you started, that you took the step. And then you have the conversations. And isn't that often how God meets us on the journey once we have taken that step of faith for Him? What would you say to someone who has not yet quite taken that step? What words of insight or encouragement would you have for her to really help empower her to take that step?
Oh, that's so funny. Last week our pastor, he said something. If not now, then when? So there was some, yes, and this was something very good to think about. And I believe that, as the Bible said, faith without works is dead. So we have to make that step in order for God to be able to give us the blessing and activate that what we want to do. And well, what I usually say, don't wait for perfection, because perfection doesn't exist. And just start with what you have. And even if it doesn't end up the way you want it, it still has impact. Yes. It doesn't matter the size of the step. Even if it's that small, just start. Even if you impact one person, then you impacted that one person.
Yes.
And I'm a fan of Tyler Perry, and he makes stage plays. And I remember his testimony that he was sharing that when he started making stage plays, only 9 people would show up at his shows.
Mm.
9 people, and all of them were just family and friends. And he now has everybody knows him. He now has like his own studio in Atlanta. He has movies. He has comedy shows. He has stage plays. But what he did was consistent. Mm. And even if he had to perform for only those 9 people, he did what he had to do.
Yes. It's a huge reminder for us, isn't it, that we start off, I love what you've said, start with what you have now, because I would imagine if you look back to the very first play that you hosted and that the event that you put on, through the times that you've run it again and again, things have changed, you've evolved, you've just been able to master your art and craft just that little bit more, so that often when we do start out, there's a reason behind that, because God continues to develop and grow and nurture your skills and your strengths to the point that when you are standing in front of, in your case, a full house, you've built that confidence in what you do and are able to just present and connect with the audience so much so. Have you found that to be true as well?
Amen. Absolutely. While you were talking, I just see the whole picture in front of me, how it was. I remember before I started with the Voice of a Woman, I started to have like meetings in my living room. Because I was like, I couldn't afford a theater room. So I was like, you know, my mother has a kind of big house, so let's do it there.
Yeah.
So I would invite my friends and everybody that wants to come. So I would do it in the living room. And after doing that over and over again, I started to have the skills, to start to develop my skills.
Yes.
And then I remember I started also with a small crowd. And then I remember it was in 2000, I think 2 years ago, I got an opportunity to do the show in a big theater on a Women's International Day.
Wow.
And because I already had the experience with the small concept and I knew the effect that it was having, I wasn't really afraid of doing it in a bigger place. And it was a challenge because I had all those butterflies inside of me, but I knew, like, you know what, this opportunity is coming my way. So I'm believing God is sending this opportunity and I know I can do this. So because I had the experience with the smaller concept, that made me more comfortable and more secure in what I was doing for the bigger concept.
Mm-hmm. I love that. And it's such a great reminder that, you know, we do evolve over time and God continues to, as we're stewarding the time, the audience that's in front of us, and we do that well, He continues to increase us. I think also too, when we're looking at perfection, what we can often do is compare ourselves to what other people are doing. Isn't it such an important reminder, and this is really relates well to what we're talking about, when we compare ourselves to someone like in your instance, who may have already quite a large stage or a large event house where they can continue to put their plays on and a larger audience, we don't see the time, the commitment, the struggles and challenges that they've had to overcome to get to that stage, and how often we can forget that sometimes good things take time to build, and within that we're building our character and our strengths and our tenacity, if you will. It's a great reminder, isn't it, to not look and compare ourselves to others.
Absolutely. I once was told, like, when you go through things, it's character building.
Mm.
And you have to go through things. And I think last week there was a pastor online that was sharing that social media is, you can't believe social media. You can't believe what you always see on social media, because people like to present the perfect picture.
Yes.
And nobody can, you're going to have backbones in order to be on top, or in order to that person that has so many, people in the audience or a fan base or doing something powerful for God, has had his journey, because you are being built up. And it reminds me the story of Joseph. Mm-hmm. Joseph went through a lot of things, a lot of trials, a lot of tribulations. And that was character building. He had to have backbones in order to be the next to reign in Egypt next to the Pharaoh.
Mm-hmm.
And if he didn't have that experience, how can you reign if you haven't gone through things?
Yes. Through wisdom, through trials, as you say, you often can grow wisdom. If you allow that to be a lesson, sometimes it can unfortunately harden your heart, if you will, and you're not able to have that shape your character. Let's talk about our testimony matters. I love the way that you've said, you know, we never should be ashamed of our testimony. You never know who may reach with you, you know, who you may reach and impact with your story. How often, again, in comparison to others, can we look at our story and say, well, that's not, you know, have almost testimony envy, if you will. I'd love you to speak more into this, because this is such an important message for people to hear.
Yes, our testimony. I've noticed that everybody goes through things, and that is what connects us as people with each other. And I've also noticed that when we are just open and honest with each other. There's no way to feel ashamed or to feel ashamed because nobody is perfect. And in order to be, I think it's a strength in order to be able to share your testimony with somebody else. And when we do that, I've experienced that other people also open up and share their testimony. And I usually experience that as also a, because then usually they ask me, oh, what did you do? How did you get over it? For example, they always tell me, oh, Nadira, you're such a confident woman. You go out and you step out and you create your own things. And I'm like, I wasn't always like that at all. I used to be kind of shy person. But like God transformed me. Mm-hmm. And so when we talk about our own experiences, we can connect with people. And when we can connect with people, when we open, other people will also open up and tell their stories. And I think that's also a great opening to talk about, what God can do with your life, how we can transform you. And so never be ashamed of your testimony.
Yeah, so important. And I think also too, sometimes if we're thinking around the areas you love to talk about, identity, awareness, self-worth and self-esteem, that often when we feel uncomfortable, if you will, in sharing our testimony, and sometimes we need to go through a process, don't we? Or we need to travel that journey a little bit and to be encouraged in a way that we then can feel confident in sharing our story. Because for some people, their stories, personal stories and journeys are just heartbreaking. And you need to get to a stage where you're able to talk about that, where it's not so deeply connected still to you that it pushes your buttons, I guess, and that you will all of a sudden, burst into tears and things like that. Yeah. But I think as we're, because obviously you're someone who's able to perform and you're able to hold that stage and really engage and connect with people. I think also too, not only in the words and being able to share your testimony, but how you deliver that. And that can sometimes come from that inner confidence and being confident to speak. What would you, from a performer's expertise, if you will, share? How can we become more confident in being able to deliver our story? Because words are important, but so is our mannerisms and how we share that. That's important too. What are some insights you can share for us?
How we can be more confident in sharing our testimony?
Yes.
That's a deep question. Because I always pray. I always pray and ask God to guide me. I always pray. What I learned in the first place is to just listen to the other first. Listen to someone else. Yeah. Sometimes there is a difference in... I think in Dutch word we say horen en luisteren.
Yeah. So hearing and listening. I've got a Dutch background, so I can understand that.
So being open and listening to somebody else is very important.
Yes.
Because it takes time for people to open up and to share their story.
Yes.
And when you show yourself that you are a person and that is able to listen, and also a person that that doesn't talk about other people's so that makes another person comfortable to open up to you to share their story.
Yes, I like those things that you've shared, because I think absolutely observing and hearing and allowing other people to share their stories with you creates an inner confidence in you, because of the fact that the others have been vulnerable, they've been authentic and sharing their stories. And I think sometimes, when we give ourselves permission to show up and just speak our truth, that can be the difference between just being able to share it with someone and allow that story then to really connect, and engage and transform, if you will, almost people who are listening to it, because they, in hearing you, may be empowered to say, well, look, they're sharing their story, and they've also got a testimony that shares of how their life was transformed. If it's possible for them, it may be possible for me too. Because how often do we remain stuck in our stuckness because we think we're never going to be able to get through that situation and hardships, yet through hearing other people's testimony, we realize, you know what, they can do it, I can do it too, it's maybe possible for me. Have you found that to be true too, as you're sharing a testimony, hearing other women share their testimony within the events that you hold?
Yes. So I had several stories, and that was particularly like one story. For example, I was raised up without a father, and that had kind of impact on me as a woman in making choices in relationships. And usually, like in our community, we don't talk about that. But I've noticed, like, it cannot be only me that that goes through this.
Yeah.
And by just being actually vulnerable, not being afraid to be vulnerable, and when I shared my story, I got to hear that a lot of ladies go through that. That yes, you lose yours. You can sometimes, because you didn't have that father figure growing up, that can have consequences in the choices that you make in relationships when you are older. Mm-hmm. And by sharing my story on that, there were other ladies also in the audience sharing their story, how they also went through the same journey.
Yes. Yes, and how often do we feel or think that we are the only ones that have gone through that? And in actual fact, just one of the other shows, I can't remember whether it was one show ahead of you, I think it was two shows ago, Nadira, that the guest was saying how for her she felt, she didn't have a father, but she was actually adopted into and she felt abandoned and rejected, and how often we allow that, our situations, if you will, and our circumstances to shape our identity, which, as we know, the enemy wants us to have a lack of self-confidence, does not want us to realize that our identity in who Christ says we are, and in Him, mm-hmm. and through Him. And once we realize that, we know that there's, you know, people that we can speak to, that we can share our story with, and that can support us. And I think it can make a huge difference, can't it, once you start to share your story? It can be a real healing process.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Share a little bit, if you will, Nadira, about some of the events that you have, you know, the talk shows, the theatre shows, the poetry shows. I mean, obviously they are in the Netherlands, but are there various aspects or areas that you have these shows, or a particularly locality? Share a little bit more, because I'm sure people who are listening today who are in the area would love to go and participate and hear you share your testimony. What's the best way for them to do that?
Yes, we have the poetry and the talk shows, and I'm having them like twice a year. I'm working on to get it out there one more often.
Yes,
and I usually promote on social media on the like the creative magazines in the Netherlands, about the poetry and talk show, The Voice of a Woman. I don't know if I can make commercial or.
Yeah, sure. Go ahead. Share. Yeah, okay. For sure. And the best way to a link, perhaps, and how they connect with you, your various social media profiles.
Yes. So they can go on, Nadira Jensen, like my name, and they can find me on Facebook. And through that, I usually share the flyer, the digital flyer, that keeps them up to date about the poetry and talk show. And so I usually have them in like in small places, like in art galleries, small theaters. And the reason why I do that is because it's a small like community, a community atmosphere. Yes. So, but if the people go through my Facebook, Nadira Jensen, then they will find all the information about the poetry and talk show.
Fantastic. And we'll put all of the links to that on our show notes, ambitiousentrepreneurnetwork.com/TCE 123. Nadira, thank you so very much for the work that you're continuing to spearhead, you know, creating a safe environment through the arts. It's just another, you know, glorious way that you're using your gifts and your talents that you've been blessed with to honor God, as well as really provide an environment in which small groups of women can get together, form a community, a supportive environment to feel comfortable to share their stories. And as we know, when we get a small group of like-minded people together, it can be healing, it can be empowering, and so uplifting as we're continuing to really challenge some of the things that we've been saying to ourselves, the inner critic, and who we've allowed to speak into our life, which has negatively impacted our self-worth and our self-esteem. And it's great that you're doing that. And we'll put all of those details on the show notes. One of the things that I'm doing, Nadira, and I'd love and be honored to do this for you too, is just finish the show with a word of prayer. May I do that for you today?
Oh, yes, yes.
Fabulous.
Thank you. Yes.
Father God, thank you for the opportunity to speak with Nadira today, to find out about the work that she is doing to empower women through her events, through her shows, her poetry and talk shows and her theatre. We just want to uphold Nadira in our thoughts and our prayers. Continue, Lord, to ask for your blessings on each of the events that she holds, each of the women who attends those events, that they may be empowered and inspired to share their stories, and that they will continue to build their self-confidence, their self-worth, and their identity too. Father, we just thank you for your ongoing blessings, your promises. You know, when we realize that our identity is not in what the world says who we are, or not even what we think who we are and our successes or significance, but rather who you say who we are, Father, and we are loved, we are forgiven, we are saved, we are blessed, and we just want to honor and thank you for that. And we ask that in your Son's precious name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Nadira, for coming on the show. It's been an absolute delight. Many blessings for the ongoing events that you are holding, and look forward to sharing this message far and wide so others can hear about them too. And if they're in the area, certainly pop across and participate. So thanks so much for coming on the show.
You've been listening to the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast, brought to you by BeTheDifferenceMovement.com, changing the world one message at a time. Do you feel called to influence real change with your message? Join our supportive community of like-minded influencers, thought leaders, and disruptors at www.BeTheDifferenceMovement.com. That's BeTheDifferenceMovement.com.